I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. All right, guys, how's it going? This is Jimbo Paris. Welcome to the Jimbo Paris Show, and today we've got Fred, big man in the Futurodontics, and he's focused on kind of helping people out, coaching people, and he's also very deep into the dental industry. So let's hear more about that.
Hi, Jimbo. Yeah, had a long career in marketing in the dental world, and became a public speaker and an author over the course of that time, and have a new book out actually on how to cultivate the superpower of boldness. So I'm all over the place.
So speaking of who you are and the fact that you do all these different things, can you kind of give me a brief summary of who you are, what you're about, and what your message is?
Yeah, so I started in the advertising world as a copywriter. That was the first real job I had. And it eventually blossomed into starting my own business, which is 1-800-DENTIST, which I ran for about 30 years and finally sold it about 5 years ago. In that time, you know, we built a really good company. Somebody said, well, how much revenue did you generate over the course of the 30 years you ran it? And I sat down and I figured it out, and it was over $1 billion of revenue generated in that time. So he said, you're the billion-dollar man. I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, we generated a lot of revenue. Spent a lot of it too. Spent a lot of what I made. But in the course of it, wrote two books on marketing for the dental industry. Everything is Marketing was the title of one, and then Becoming Remarkable was the second one. Eventually, I started to think about the impact boldness had on my life when I developed it, because I started off as a very shy, underconfident person, and it took me decades to really work through it and get to the point where I could walk on stage with 5,000 people or meet anybody I wanted to and just bring my full self out to the world. And so that became the impetus to write Super Bold, which is just came out last October. And it's a systematic way that anyone can expand their confidence and boldness to remarkable levels in a very short time. So that's what I've been doing lately, is talking a lot about this book, and I'm actually launching a workshop on it as well. So that's who I am, and I'm incredibly passionate about teaching people boldness, because it's, to me, it's a superpower. It affects everything in your life if you can just harness that ability, and it can be learned.
What is the definition of bold?
Confidence in action. Because a lot of people say, well, I'm really confident, and I say, yeah, but what do you use it for anything? It's like, no, I just feel really confident, you know, in most situations. And so boldness is taking that confidence, or sometimes even a lack of confidence, going into action, doing stuff. Sometimes you may not know how it's going to turn out. You know you're risking failure. You're bold enough to step out and try something. And so boldness is doing stuff. It's a very important distinction. Because I know people that are very confident, and they don't chase their dreams at all. They feel confident, but they're not making a move. Powerful difference.
How do you practice boldness?
The key to it is to think of it as a muscle that you're developing, just like you would with exercise. You would, you know, to get stronger, you would work out on a regular basis. With boldness, I have people doing exercises every day to just harness that ability to strengthen that muscle. And it depends where they're at. Some people are, you know, they feel shy and underconfident a lot of the time in a lot of situations. And for them, I just say, start really simply. Just, you know, smile at 10 people every day. And if that's too much, you know, then smile at 5 people. But what happens is you realize, oh, people are going to smile back. And if they don't, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to take it on. It's just, I can assume that something's going wrong with their day, or they just don't smile at people. Start to talk to strangers. Just say hi to people. Say hello. Talk to people. Just really simply. Just say something doesn't have to be brilliant. And this is pressure people put on themselves, is to be really clever, to be witty and interesting and everything. It's like, nah, you just have to be nice. That's all it really takes. You're expanding your comfort zone. That's the strategy, is to just gradually expand it steadily on a daily basis, so that when something comes up and it does matter, you have to ask for a promotion. You see somebody really interesting you want to meet, whether it's a famous actor or athlete or business person or attractive person that you want to meet, you can walk up and talk to them. There's going to be times in your life where boldness is going to matter. You're going to need to step up or speak up or stand up for somebody. And the opportunity is going to be a window that closes. And that's what I'm preaching more than anything, is don't stack up regrets of things you didn't do, things you didn't say, things you didn't try. That's why you build your boldness muscle. And this is how you do it.
When did you first discover the value of boldness?
When I first got into the advertising business and I had to present my creative material to the client, and I realized when I did it with like passion and enthusiasm and just revealed my high energy self, which I have, you know, with my friends and family. But I thought when I started to bring that in, the clients would go, oh yeah, let's do it. And that suddenly clicked for me, that I couldn't just say, oh, here's the creative, here's the ad, and reads like this. That lack of enthusiasm, that lack of boldness and confidence about my work would translate to them not accepting the work. And then I just finally said, look, I got to be uncomfortable and clumsy until I'm not. So I'm just going to do it. And all of a sudden, when you start having successes, it creates a whole new feedback loop. And it actually happens on a neurological level, where you're creating these new neural pathways because you're getting reinforced for new behavior. And gradually, I mean, the goal is for boldness to become your default behavior. But every time you do it, you get this little reinforcement that says, wow, something interesting happened here. I got a better response than I was looking for, or a new opportunity present itself, or I feel good for trying, even though I failed. And that was a big lesson for me, is not trying was making me feel worse than trying and failing.
And that book to your right, in a way, to your left, it actually would be super bold.
That's my book. Yeah. So yeah, the subtitle is From Underconfident to Charismatic in 90 Days. Mm. That's my bold promise of the book, because what I've done is I've compressed what it took me decades to learn and created a systematic way that somebody can just, as fast as they want, just start to expand their comfort zone and venture daily into their discomfort zone to discover what's possible for themselves, to bring them their full self to the world, and not stack up regrets, not miss opportunities. Because that's what happens to a lot of us, is we get to the point where we get all of these frustrations because we missed out on something, or we wish we had done something. And we get older and older and older, and the clock keeps ticking, and we don't get the stuff, or we don't get that chance as a once in a lifetime chance. I tell people, think about your life when you actually did speak up or step up or do something. Was that a bad thing? Or did all sorts of unexpected things flow from that? And most of the time they say, oh yeah, but I can't figure out how to do it again. It was really good. Something really good came from it. I got the job, or I got promoted, or I met this really interesting person, but I don't know how to get there on a regular basis. That's what the book is about, is getting there on a regular basis, so that you are all, and when I use the word charismatic, it's all that is you, wherever you are, you radiate that you belong there. That's, and all that is taking your confidence to a greater and greater level, so that you're in your mind, wherever you are, you belong. And that's appealing to people. When you're on stage in front of 10,000 people, you're acting like you belong there. When you walk into a room of, you know, 100 people in a party, you don't tell yourself, oh, these people are smarter than me, more successful than me, better looking than me. You just say, I belong here. And that draws people in. They are attracted to that. That's all charisma is somebody who radiates that they're confident with themselves. And anybody can do it. I like to remind people, anybody, if I can do it, I started off really bad in a bad place, and I pulled it off for myself.
When you continue to grow this brand and grow more and more, do you understand boldness even more so now? Because from what I understood, you talked about teaching that guy clarity. And funnily enough, you reconnected back by showing that clarity requires boldness.
What happens to anybody who reads the book and anybody that's going to come to my workshop is you actually become a student of boldness. You start to examine yourself and you watch other people and you say, wow, that was very interesting what they just did. They didn't stop themselves from that situation. And I'm still stopping. You'll catch yourself saying, wow, this is a place where I still stop myself. I tell myself some really useless information and it stops me. You see somebody else do it differently and you say, oh, well, I could do that. And that's the big shift is you, instead of saying I could never be like that, you have become somebody who says I could be like that.
Now, speaking of your opinions and sort of the advice you give, let's take a quick look at your website. Let's see what that's all about. So when did you first make your website and why'd you make it?
It's been through several iterations because for many, many years, it was about me in the dental industry and, you know, the lectures I was doing, the books I had written, the blog I was writing. So it was much more about attracting speaking opportunities more than anything. And then it shifted once I wrote Super Bold. I shifted the whole content about the website to teaching boldness to people and attracting those keynotes, putting up lectures that I've done, and also letting people know there's workshops becoming available in their area and giving them ways to contact me. And it's ever evolving because I also do business coaching. So there's a section on that. And if you look at the top, there's the far right button is dental. And it's everything that used to be my website is now all moved into those separate pages that are behind it. Cause people still come there looking for stuff, but you know, that are related to the industry or what I can do for them if they have a dental business or a dental practice, but it's become secondary.
And I notice you also have a lot of options to schedule consultations. What are those? You seem to be very adamant about those things on this website.
Yeah, because most of the time for anybody who wants to book me for a keynote or come to a workshop, they want to talk about it. So I just make it easy for them to book 30 minutes with me and just, you know, what's going on? How can I help? What works for you that I do? Or maybe you're not ready. Typical example would be somebody calls me and says, I'm thinking about the workshop. I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking of coming with my wife. And I'll say, no, don't come with your wife. Have her go to a different one. You're going to be working on yourself and having your wife there is going to inhibit you. And so it's, you know, it's an important conversation to have before somebody signs up for the workshop. Mm. What's interesting is people don't abuse it at all. My schedule is not full of these half hour conversations, which is nice because I only got so much time. If it ever did, I would obviously have to take it off. But right now it's a nice thing to offer.
And if you could go back in time and give your younger self a little bit of advice, what would you give to him?
It would be really easy. Stop worrying about what other people think and just act, do stuff, get better, embrace failure as the pathway upward.
Worrying is a tough thing to tackle, but from what you are saying here, you've handled it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, when you realize that other people's opinions of you really are none of your business, just let them have them and focus on what you want to be doing, what you feel like you should be doing, what matters to you. It's very powerful when you realize that, one, people aren't thinking about you anywhere near as much as you think they are. They're thinking about themselves. And they're thinking about you for 10 or 15 seconds, but you're going, oh, everybody's going to laugh at me, or it's going to be so embarrassing. It's like, nobody cares. In the long term, it's you that still cares. 20 years later, you're still remembering it going, oh, I can't believe I said that thing. And you talk to the person who was there with you and they say, I don't remember that. But you can still cringe thinking about it. Let that stuff go. Stop worrying about what people think and chase your dreams.
And that's what you teach to all of your other clients, right? Chase your dreams.
Yep.
All right. This has been a great interview. And so I have to ask you one more thing. Do you have any final words you would like to say to the audience?
Yes. The only person you need permission from to have the life you want, the only person you need permission from to have the most fulfilling, fun-filled, adventurous, love-filled life, the only person you need permission from is you.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. I am Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you again, Fred. This has been a privilege. I love this interview. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jimbo.
So we have to do a few shout outs here. So first shout out, it's going to be basically Kimiana Jones, Six Figure University, and Ann Johnson Bay. One to the left is Kimiana, to the right, Ann Johnson Bay. Basically, the one to the left owns a salon. The one to the right was an engineer. They both came together, and now they work with salons, teaching people how to build salons, but additionally showing them how to work in real estate as well. So they're doing some really cool things. Check them out if you want some advice on how to make your own six figures too. Next shout out is going to be from LifeWork Systems, and this is from Judy. And she basically is a super HR woman. She works with big businesses, big corporations, 20 people or more, and helps to grow their infrastructure and their business so that they have a better work culture. And again, better work culture means more things get done, which means bigger business overall in the long run. So then kind of little thing, subscribe now. But another thing, look at Don Brightman. Okay, Don Brightman is a great guy. I think he actually made a few comments on some of Fred's work. I've seen it. And again, check him out too. So again, another great podcast, Go North Podcast. It's a bit similar to the Jimbo Paris Show, but he kind of works with more authors. I work with more coaches, focus on empowerment like Fred here. So again, check him out too. So again, thanks again for listening, guys. I'm Jimbo Paris of the Jimbo Paris Show. Check out our website. Check us out on Roku TV. This will be on demand on Roku as well. All right. Thanks again, guys. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.